more I understand. If you've got your Bibles, like to look on with us in the book of St. John in the 3rd chapter. I want to read a few verses in your hearing. I'll give you time to look for that. But I'm every time I get up, and I know we preachers have habits that we do sometimes, but I don't want this to be a habit. I always say it's a privilege to be at the house of God. I really want to realize what a privilege we've got to be at the house of God. I thought about just a ride by her sometimes. Look over at the church. Brother William, I'm getting old enough now I can remember some good times. As a little old boy, daytime revival services, what a privilege. Boy, folks, if we just realized how good we've got it today, and I take it for granted a lot of times, but it's a privilege to be at the house of God. Privilege to be with each one of you. It is. I'm glad I'm saved today. As a 9-year-old boy, God reached down gloriously, saved my soul. He's been good to me. Brother William asked me a while ago, he said, how long has it been since I was down there at Valley Grove and you announced your call? And Brother William, it's been a little over 28 years, I think, if I counted it up right. Time will get away from you. I've seen a lot of folks that's let down the standard and went to the house, but I'm so glad that God's been good to me. And oh, I don't ever want to do that. I want to stay close to Him as I can be. Brother Andy, I want to do. I want to die on the battlefields, the old song goes, and I don't know where else would we go. He asked the words of eternal life, and I'll quit rambling this morning. I feel good down inside, but in the book of John, in the 4th chapter, I won't begin reading it, in the 3rd chapter, I won't begin reading it, the 22nd verse. Give you just a moment to find that. And I want to ask you this before I forget about it. I've got a son-in-law who has to have back surgery Tuesday in Atlanta, and his back's pretty bad shape. Would y'all please remember him in your prayers? Beginning at the 22nd verse, he said, after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, and he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege, God, of bowing before you. God, I beg you, Lord, today, God, would you help me? God, I'd get myself, God, out of the way. God, I thank you, Lord, for a place, God, in thy word, God, that we might read. God, I realize, Lord, today, God, you're still on the throne. God, you're able, God, to do all things. God, I beg you, Lord, today, God, would you help me? God, put my heart, God, in your hands. God, help me, God, I trust you, God, that, oh, God, I realize, Lord, grace, God, from you, God, it's sufficient for all things, God. I beg you, Lord, today, God, Lord, may be one here, God, Lord, don't know you, God, in the free pardon of sin, God, Lord, let this, God, Lord, be the day, God, they find you precious, God, under their soul, God, Lord, may be one here, God, walking, God, afar, Lord, let them realize, God, Lord, where their duty and responsibility lies. And oh, God, let them come back near to you. In Christ's name we beg you. Amen. Amen. We'll call your attention to the last verse, the 30th verse. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. And if I had a thought today, it'd be simply that. He must increase, but I must decrease. And I really don't know what I'll say about this, but I thought about it. I began to look, and certainly today I realize the Bible said that you and I were subject unto vanity. He said, not willingly, but by the same that subjected us into hope. And I realize today it seemed like on every hand we're all about trying to please the flesh. Today seemed like every time you turn around, I'm looking for something new to try to make my flesh happy today. But I begin to look. He said, you see, my joy it is fulfilled.
feel, brother, and it would get more God in our life, a whole lot less of what you and I want to do today. Understand, folks, if we'd let Him increase in our life, if we'd study what thus saith the Word of God, you and I could be a happy and abundant people. We could live a life where God would be pleased with us today. I thought about the Pharisees. The Bible said they'd make broad their phylacteries and say a long prayer for a pretense. I'm going to tell you what. Done been mentioned. A little old short prayer from the sincerity of the heart will do some good today. He must increase and we must decrease. If we'd humble ourselves before Him and get willing, Lord, whatever you would have me do, I'll go and I'll give it all my mind, strength, understand. Then God would bless us. He had lifted His people up. Too many times today, we went after the things of the world to please us today. Understand. God loves us. Oh, how pleasing it is unto the Lord when His children are obedient. My children, when they listen to Daddy, how it thrills me, how I'm happy. I know a lot of times what's best for these times. I make mistakes, but I've lived through a few more things than them. But I've got news for you. God knows exactly what's best for you. He won't make a mistake today. If we'd let Him increase in our life, let our egos decrease, let our I wants out of the way, then God would use us. He'd lift us up. And we'd rejoice when we come to the house of God. A lot of us, we've lost our testimony simply because we've got so big we can't listen anymore. I thought about the many times God's tried to tell me things, but I was too busy doing what I wanted, and I wound up shipwrecked, broke down on the side of the road. Preacher, it's easy to do, ain't it? We think we're somebody. If there's ever been a time, a lot of God's children have got high and lifted up. It's the day in which we live. I thought about history. One time, there's a Presbyterian minister. He was a general in the war between the states. And he made the comment, I'm afraid we will lose because we become high and lifted up. He understood, I've lost some battles simply because I got high and lifted up. I'll tell you what. You try to pray with pride in the way. You try to preach with pride in the way. You're heading for a skidding up, and you've lost a battle today. You understand me. The devil is your adversary. Is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He's eating God's people up simply because we're not listening to the one we ought to today. Amen. Our joy can be full if we want it. It really can. God said He didn't know why turn us away. But we're going to have to get humble today. We're going to have to get close to Him. We're going to have to get where He wants us to be. I realize today, and I know this ain't popular, but it's still the truth. We want to stand on God's Word when it comes to our family. You got to understand, if you love them, you'll rebuke them, and you'll stand on the truth. You'll not let down on the standards today. I thought about, and I don't want to upset you, but the Lord give it to me, and I'm just going to mind it. I thought about Brother Johnny Hudson, a humble feller and a good man of God. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. But his daughter married somebody that had been married before. Brother Johnny wouldn't go to the wedding. He caught a lot of flack over that. But I appreciate him being man enough to stand where he ought to today. A lot of folks got upset at him. But I understand. What kind of man would I be, say I won't marry folks I've been married before? Then when it comes to my daughter, just load up and go right over there. And I know, you say, preacher, that ain't popular. It's still the word of God, Brother Andy. We need to realize that today. If we had decreased some of our thoughts and increase, he said, study to show yourself approved unto God today. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth today. We're ignorant of a lot of things over at the house of God. I know that. And I know folks gets upset. They say, preacher, who give you the right to say that? God did. When he called me to preach the gospel. I'm not upset with you. I'm not angry at nobody. But I'm going to be honest with you, dear lady. I sure would like to see folks saved again. I sure would like to see folks pile in the altar. I got a little old grandbaby back there. He ain't but 16 months old. But I'm already begging God. Save him, Lord. Save him when there's time. Too many folks today. We're playing church when we get out in the world. Hadn't got any influence anymore. Remember how Lot was. He said his son-in-law's unto them. He saved his one. That malt today. I won't have influence. Oh, man. You say, why? You want to be a big man? No. Just the opposite. I'd rather be lower. But when I say to somebody, you need to get saved, I remember your testimony about the feller coming to you with tears in his eyes. I hadn't forgot that. God got a hold of you. You understand today, in 2017, God hadn't changed a lick. He'll still save your children and your grandchildren. He'll still save the drunk down the road. But you and I, we need to decrease in what we think and increase in what he wants today. He said, pride cometh before fall, didn't it? It does. Pride cometh before fall. Oh, we're a proud people. Oh, we've got high and lifted up. And God wants to use us. Oh, how it breaks his heart. I told you about my children. I've tried to tell them before. I look at them and I say, don't do that. Daddy, you don't know nothing. You just don't know. Pretty soon, they've got a knot on their head. Or they've done something and cost themselves financially. Just wouldn't listen. I wonder what some of us has cost ourselves not listening to God when that still small voice come by us. And he said, realize. He said, look here. Don't do that. Stay away from it. They've been a lot of folks cost themselves their marriage. They've been a lot of folks cost themselves that job that provided for them. God wouldn't listen. He said, having ears to hear and hearing not. Eyes to see and seeing not. I thought about. And I appreciate the Sunday school lesson. I did. I enjoyed that. But I thought about the devil done a good job when he created the welfare system. He did. He took it away from the church taking care of folks, didn't he? And you know what? If there had been some men of God looking back then and stand up what was right, brother, we might not ever happen. I wonder what's happened over at the house of God with some things. You ever sit on the bench and God warned you, somebody come in to you and say, watch that person. I've had that happen right there over yonder at Valley Grove. Feller come in, God said, watch that person. We got the word later, he'd tore up several churches teaching unsound doctrine, teaching things that wasn't so. I believe the Bible said he set us as a watchman on the wall. Brother Andy, we're supposed to be watching. We're supposed to be paying attention. Folks say, well, let them preachers do that. No, it's every one of our jobs. It ain't just you preachers. It ain't just you deacons and your Sunday school teacher. You might be the one God chooses to say, look here now. You be careful. And you speak up. If we do that, I'm still on letting him increase and us decrease in our life. Oh, he said, what did he say? He's asking the Jews about purifying. I believe our doctrine says over there that sanctification is a progressive work. Brother Andy, every day when we get up, we'll say, God, what I need to get out of my life today that I might get closer to you. Oh, that I might be able. David said, Lord, he said, restore unto me the joys of thy salvation. He said that I might teach transgressors thy ways. Understand, folks, if we live like the world, we'll have a bit of influence with them. But if we live just as close to God as we can, let him increase every day in our life. I'm going to tell you what. You'll be happy. You'll be happy. There's true joy in serving the Lord. I've tried some of that fence straddling. You have too if you've been saved very long. You just tell the truth. We all have. Tried to do this. Tried to do that, knowing all the time it wasn't going to be pleasing unto God. And oh, what a miserable time that is. He said the ways of a transgressor, they is hard today. But I'm going to tell you something. God wants to give his children joy. No wonder. There's a difference in pleasure and joy. There is. The world's got lots of pleasure for folks. And they've got lots of things that folks get. They enjoy. They think it's great and it's wonderful. But if you and I had shown some joy in our life, then this place would fill up. You know, I thought about this. I'm going to hush just a bit. But I thought about the old song over there. Where he sang, it is well with my soul. Yeah. Oh, when they was talking to him, he was looking at them old waves. He had lost them four children. Lost his business. Lost just about everything. But he could still say, it is well with my soul. Can you say that? Do you have enough grace about you that when trouble comes, you can say, it's well with my soul. It's going to be all right. No matter what comes my way. Because of what happened to me. As a 9-year-old boy, it's going to be all right. Can you say that today? When we get in that condition, then we can see things corrected. Boy, then we can see power over the house of God. Oh, I've seen folks piling the altar right down there at Valley Grove. He's a pastor. I've seen them piling the altar and begin to pray for you. You know what the Lord done hurt. I remember one time, and I've told this lot, but I'm going to tell it again. There's a young lady got pregnant out of wedlock. And preacher, we hadn't dealt with her, hadn't talked to her, hadn't done nothing. Baby's done born about 6 to 8 months old. And I remember I said to myself, shame on me. And I'd brought it up several times. And you wasn't a pastor then, Brother William, but brought it up. It just got shot down, Brother Andy. I said, I'm through. Lord, I've said enough, boy. Preacher preached one Sunday morning and the Lord tore me up. He said, you through when I said you through.
Yeah.
And I got up and made my acknowledgments. We had a male members meeting right after church. And I just told the brother in my case, I said, brother, we should have done something long ago.
Yeah.
A lot of you don't want to. And we got down and prayed. We was going to see that young lady on Wednesday night. Tuesday they called me and said, we got to meet over to church. That young lady said she's going to die. If she don't get over here and make acknowledgments to the church for what she's done.
Yeah.
That's before we ever went. All we had to do was pray.
Yeah.
She fixed things got right with the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't you think church can still do that?
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with us today. We've let so much get in our life, we don't trust him anymore. We don't believe God's able to do these things. But he's able. That young lady done well. Got things right with God. And fixed it. He's still the same today. We're going to have to let him increase. We're going to have to decrease what we want today. And what we think will do, it won't do. He said, my thoughts is not his thoughts, didn't he? His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Oh, there's a lot of times I thought I could fix something. Boy, I made a mess of it. But I tell you what, when I went to that to get the answers before I ever got started. You ever do that? Most of the time we'll let it get in a mess. Before we ever go to the Lord and pray about it. Back when you was a boy, everybody went to the Lord and prayed first, didn't they?
Everyone.
I'd get an answer.
Yeah.
what's happened to us today? Why don't we call on him? The Bible said, seek him while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. God still here. God ain't give up on us. Why have we give up on him this
morning? Amen. Amen.
He said, he must increase and I must decrease. Oh, if we just decrease our ways and increase the goodness of God in our life. He said, pray for them that despitefully use you, didn't he? I'm going to tell you what, and I'm right with it, Brother William, you couldn't make me mad if you wanted to. All I'd have to do is pray, say, Lord, help me to love them. Help me get my heart in shape that you use me. Let there be a difference in the way we conduct ourselves. We're to live circumspectly in front of the world, ain't we? All around us, we need to live like we know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. We need to live like we belong unto him, where the folks will see the difference in us.
That's right.
That's what's going on with us now. They can't see the difference.
Right.
We've got too close to the line. Understand?
Yeah.
I want there to be somebody preaching the gospel when my children, grandchildren reach that age of accountability.
Yeah.
When that young lady gets there, I want somebody to stand on the truth.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. Let me say
that's
this.
Right.
You understand, the preaching's one thing. When the church was showing up pray, and oh, when she'll labor, then you'll see them little old lambs born. You'll see them children born. Church, it's in all our hands. It ain't just in the preachers. It ain't just in the deacons and the Sunday school teachers, but it's in every one of our hands today to do our part. But we're going to have to decrease, and he's going to have to increase. We'll let somebody else do our studying for us anymore. We'll go straight to the commentaries. And I don't fall out with folks who use commentaries. I don't. They're some good. But Brother William, won't study yourself and not rely just on what somebody else said. Oh, Lord, to pray right out there. I found out I can't understand the scripture until I get to pray. I get to pray and God will come by and put his arm around me. Maybe going down the road 2 weeks later and he'll say, son, here it is. Here's what it is. Just grab a hold of it and I'll carry you through. Understand that. God must increase. We must decrease. It's hard to put him up there where he belongs, ain't it? It is. Because I've got so much going in my life. Brother Jerry Lynn Smith used to say this. He'd say this is straight and narrow way. There's not a lot of room in a straight and narrow way for what we try to cram in it. If we'd go back to our first love, not trying to do all these other things, then God would increase in our life. He'd bless us again. How long has it been since you felt him run up and down the avenues of your soul? I'll tell you what, I could feel it this morning. I could in Sunday school. I could feel it in the songs this morning. How long has it been since you felt it and you just wanted to shout the praises of God? It's been a while for some folks, hadn't it? Shame on us. Shame on us. But I'm going to tell you what. What's more of a shame is when you're in that shape, you stay there.
Right.
Not that you got there. I've got backslid in 30 seconds. But I've also got back right with the Lord right away. He must increase. We must decrease today. Old John wasn't jealous. There's so much jealousy anymore. Preacher, I ain't jealous. Yeah, I really mean that. And I can say that with a clear heart. I love you. I want to pray for you. I ain't jealous of you, Brother William. I love you. I ain't jealous of anybody that God will bless because I've found that he's got enough blessings for every one of us. Oh, he's got a storehouse full. If we'll realize that, quit worrying about, Lord, am I going to get my part? If you'll make, meet the conditions, you'll get your part and then some. He'll pour you out a tub of honey. He'll let you increase. In him.
Amen.
And in his spirit. Boy, you can't wait. You remember when you couldn't wait to get over to the house of God? It ain't been that long ago for God's people. Couldn't wait. You couldn't get in the building. How far we've come in such a short time. But I'm going to tell you something. If you'll go back to it. Right where you left. You'll cut off the television. That garbage we let ruin us. Don't you get me wrong. I don't fall out when you're watching TV, but some of that stuff comes on there ain't fitting for a dog to watch. We'll cut that mess off and get our heart settled on the Word of God. then we increase in him today. That's the message, Brother William. I feel like that's far enough. But I love you this morning. I do. I ain't mad at you at all. But oh, how I'd love to see God's people rejoice again. We can. We can. We'll get out and visit our sister churches when they got revival. We'll go over there and be with them. God will bless us. When they come over here and be with us, we can worship together in spirit and in truth. We're too busy looking at them saying, well, they ain't like us. And they're looking at us saying they ain't like us. You've been saved, you're just alive. And you worship in spirit and truth together. Come on, Brother William, I'll try to hug you. Amen.